I wanted to get downtown that morning, but I couldn't take the F car in Stockton. They were ripping up about 87 blocks, which is par for the course. So I walked down Telegraph Hill and up to Mason. That's where the Bay and Powell cable car stops.
All aboard! Come on, come on, we gotta make the Fairmont by quitting time.
The car was loaded, and so was the character next to me. I tried to budge into the seat between him and a Fisherman's Wharf dowager, but I couldn't quite make it. I'd forgotten my shoehorn. Say, pardon me, but would you mind reading your Wall Street Journal over that away a bit? I'd like to sit in here.
If you insist.
A night of old. He budged his hips about a quarter of an inch and I slipped in, ready for my rocket ride over the hill and down into town. The trip, as usual, was uneventful. Three smashed fenders and several choice words I'd never heard before. But I wrote them down. By the time our prairie schooner reached the turntable at Market Street, the crowd on the car had thinned out. But, Buster was still beside me, his head buried in common and preferred.
Market Street!
I started to get down.
Hey, lady, take your boyfriend with you. We're heading back up the hill.
Boyfriend? I don't think so.
Ah, well, how do you like that? He fell asleep over his stocks and bonds.
I looked again. Sir Galahad wasn't asleep. He was stone cold dead on Market Street. What a twist. I, who always went on the prowl for a whodunit, gets one tossed into my lap. Literally. You see, he just hadn't gone out of this world serene-like. Oh, no. There was a steady slurp, slurp of blood trickling down his vest, just north by northeast of the equator. After half an hour of questioning by homicide leg men, I knew my morning shopping tour was rained out. And after all, I was only going to buy an emerald clip to match the glint in my eye. Well, that would have to wait. I knew the next step, so I grabbed a cab home.